All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we're not doing Lust Academy because, well, I lost my data. Don't worry, I've got a hell of a Wednesday that I guess I'm gonna go through and basically build all my choices back up for Lust Academy so we can bring you that proper. Means I have to go all the way through the first game to get the save, then go all the way back through the second game, and I'll go through, like, the skip all. One thing about these novels that y'all may or may not know is there's unseen text and after choices. You do unseen text, and then after that, when you hit a choice, boom. And I think you can just hit after choices, and you can go ahead and just skip everything, and just every choice that you make, so you can get to pretty much where you were. Now, there is some mini games and stuff in that, so it might actually take a while to get through, but oh well. Anyway, we were going to premiere this a couple of days ago, and it didn't happen, but now it's happening. So here is Become a Rockstar. It's finished. You can get it on Patreon, or, well, so far you can just get it on Patreon. I don't know if it's coming to Steam or any other platforms like Itch or anything like that. I haven't seen it. But this is the 1.01. It's a completed version, but they might add more content. So let's go ahead and get started. Visual novel. I know that. By the way, I can read. Very basic. Hello. Surely you've had this unpleasant feeling when someone tried to control you or dictate to you their essential tips. Unfortunately, this feeling has haunted me for most of my life. The fact is that when your parents are very rich, they often have some unusual quirks. My parents had this quirk of being overly controlling of their children. And I was the youngest of their children. Even if all my brothers and sisters quietly put up with this state of affairs, I was categorically against it. Perhaps that's why, over time, I became the black sheep of the family. The fact is that each of my siblings quickly joined the family business and quietly became soulless robots obsessed with money, connections, and business. And it wouldn't bother me if they weren't trying to get me involved. And since all of my life I've been drawn to creativity, this whole situation became quite depressing for me. The only joy I got from this routine chaos was music. Oddly enough, I was drawn not only to the creative work of musical groups and composers, but also the process of its creation. Who knew that among the great variety of regular classes from tutors, music would be my passion? I learned how to play the piano very quickly, then memorized the whole theory, listening to the great masters until I was ready for the next step. Soon my musical repertoire was filled with good old classics, but even that didn't sate my hunger. Sometime later, when I was already thoroughly involved in this obsession, I learned how to play the guitar. That's when a whole new world opened up for me. The variety of genres, trends, and styles was amazing. I know quite a bit about all this, which is why I picked this one in particular. Not to mention a kind of concert culture. Sometimes I even imagine what it would be like to form a band, travel around the world, and gather stadiums of fans. Note, that doesn't happen for most people. Of course, to fulfill this desire, I would have to do it the fucking hard way. But I wasn't afraid of difficulties. Absorbed in the self-improvement of my skills, I soon began to quarrel with other relatives who didn't find anything financially useful in my new hobby. As time went on, my temporary fascination became stronger. However, so did the pressure about my future from the family. Father could not stand the idea at first. "Listen, Grim, if you're so sure that you can make money with music, then please, I'd be happy to give you that chance." "Oh, really?" "Of course, I'm not blind, and I see your attempts at independence, so I'll tell you what. As a sign of good faith, you can take my old loft in town and try to live there on your own. What do you mean, on my own? I mean, at your own expense. Eh, the old man is cunning as always. And keep in mind, if you don't succeed or you start asking me for money, this little experiment of yours is over. You will calm down and join the family business. Any questions? No questions. Great. Then I wish you good luck. Yeah, he wishes me luck. Now I know he expects me to fail. Not long after that conversation, all my things were collected and I was ready to finally get out of this madhouse. It was not a spontaneous decision. I'd already made plans for myself and was clearly going to follow through with them no matter what. And making music was just one part of those plans. Finally, breaking out from under the excessive care of family, I was given the chance to build normal relationships with people. This time I knew that people would not communicate with me only because of my connection, significant monetary status, or position in society. No, this time I was on my own. Leaving home, I did not feel any unpleasant feelings. In fact, I felt a slight thrill at the thoughts of my newfound freedom and future events. I'm gonna have a lot of fun, you'll see. I hope I won't see you all soon. 2 weeks later. Is it morning already? Damn, it's so bright in here. Oh, and my father has such a nice bed here. I still can't believe I'm waking up in my apartment. Although to call this apartment my own would be far-fetched. But who cares? I wonder how many women the old man has brought here in secret. On second thought, it's best I don't think about that. The important thing is, how many girls I bring here. Oh, I have a feeling this is gonna be fun. Ding, ding. Too early for calls. Of course, Jacob. Who else could it be? Hey, dude. What are you up to? I just woke up. What do you think? Heh. Looks like someone woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. Yeah, maybe. You don't usually call so early. Did something happen? You're always so perceptive, believe it or not. I found us a first-class vocalist. Me! Wow, that's great news. Where did you find her? Where I found her is not the important thing. I emailed you her old recordings, so you should definitely listen to them and tell me what you think. I'd actually like to hear her old recordings myself to see what I think. Look, I'm actually qualified to do all this stuff, guys. I think I found the real deal. She's the bomb. There have been a few bands that have come across my ears lately with female vocalists that have caught my attention, but they've been very few. Because a lot of ladies right now in rock are seeming to do the same thing. And they're not being daring enough. There's this one band. It's Scottish for wolves. It's Voldis, something like that. I think the name of the record is My God Has a Gun. That is a hell of a fucking record. She's raunchy and hardcore with her lyrics, but she delivers them very well. And it's just a really heavy fucking band. Kind of remind me of old Genitortures a little bit. So, I was really excited to see that kind of balls is coming back into rock. And that women are bringing the balls into rock music. That's good. Because there's been a lot of Amy Lee types that are basically doing... And nothing against Amy Lee. She has her place. But there's been a lot of ladies that are just doing her thing, which is basically, let me sing a regular pop song, and let me make it very mediocre and very, like, and I'm not saying the song itself is bad. The singing is obviously good. I'm just saying they don't really have a lot of balls. You know, very few of these groups have balls, and a lot of the women seem to sound the same. Guys have the same problem. There's a lot of male vocalists I hear when the clean vocals come on that you can just paint them over each other. That's what I've noticed a lot with music lately, especially since there's so much independent stuff coming out. It's like you guys are just copying off of each other. So you gotta find stuff that breaks from the mold, right? I like the sound of that. Oh yeah, we'll also have to meet her for lunch and talk about all the details. Are you suggesting we meet the bomb? Very funny. Anyway, her name is Lisa, and I've arranged to meet her at the coffee shop near your place. Meeting? Why not? And I really hope you won't be late. I'll be on time. Heh. Okay. See you later, bro. Yeah, laters. Looks like the day is gonna be interesting. Wait a second. In the building across the street, you noticed something that immediately caught your attention. What the hell is this? Need to find a pair of binoculars. Use binoculars. Oh. Hee-hee, it looked like this day was only gonna keep getting better. Wow, she's a redhead, too. Points! Hell, upon closer inspection, this girl is pretty cute. Yes, sir, that red hair. Head full of fire. I wonder what she's looking at. Although, no, not at all curious. It's a lot more interesting to look at her. Perhaps I should step away from the window before she sees me. I hit the button. Oh, it wants a save name. Oh, wow. I have to put a save name in here. Wow, that kind of sucks. On the other hand, why do I have to go anywhere? After all, I'm at home and I don't even know her. I'll just enjoy the show. Shit, looks like she noticed me. I can only imagine what'll happen now. Hmm? Okay, I admit that's not what I expected. It seems this girl doesn't have any complexes. Depraved beast. Can you show me something else? Leaving already? It's a pity, but it looks like the show is over. I'll have to remember this window, just in case. God, I'm starting to fall in love with this town. Okay, time to go to the bathroom and get cleaned up. There's still time before lunch. What am I to do in the meantime? Perhaps this is a good time to stretch my fingers on the strings. In the end, even professionals need to train. You play the guitar for a while, improving your skills. So what did Jacob say? That I need to hear a recording of our potential vocalist. No time like the present to do it. Where is this file? Where? And here it is! So open it. Listening to the track Jacob sent you, you caught yourself thinking of how impressed you were. The quality of her voice and the technique level was like something made by a true professional. Okay, now I know why Jacob was so excited about the bomb. That's another issue I have. It's very easy to make a record sound professional now with all the technology we have. So, anybody can sound like a professional now. And hell, people are even using AI now to sound professional. And it's gotten to the point where it definitely does sound professional. There was a band that came across my ears called Algorithmic Melody, I think? Something like that. Anyway, the entire record was made by AI. And at first, I wasn't sure, because it didn't sound like it was made by a computer, and some of the songs were even good. And I was like, okay, what's going on with this? Because I noticed there were about maybe 30 songs. So I actually looked up the band's name on YouTube and found out that it was literally one guy at an AI software. That's literally it. And he's not doing the singing. AI is doing all the singing. And the production and the music and all of it. So the guy pretty much just makes AI albums on YouTube. And they're fairly decent. He also does the music videos. I mean, that's not bad. But, you know, it just sounds... I don't know. I mean, I don't have really an issue with it, you know, because I do like AI music myself. But I was like, yeah, I think I might be able to make better. And I have made better. I have a lot of songs that I have not released to the public that I had generated with AI from my own lyrics. Maybe some of you will get to hear those one day, but I'm really, really, really particular about these recordings, and I don't like the shimmer effect when I remastered one. So when they get that shimmer effect gone, I might start releasing some of those. I don't know where he found that girl, but I already like that voice. I hope we'll be able to find a common language with her, or at least diffuse her. I'd rather just relax in front of the TV while I have some free time. You spent some time watching different TV shows. Now you feel rested. The doorbell rang. I wasn't expecting anyone. Should I open it? Better check who's there. Maybe it's something important. Pizza! Well, well. Look who it is. That's my older sister's best friend, Jane. I wonder what she wants from me. Are you just gonna say something, or are we gonna stand here and look at each other? As always, a sharp tongue. What can I do for you? I need to speak to you, but first, can I come inside? Speak to me? This is unusual, but nothing prevents me from listening to her. Sure, come on in. Make yourself at home. Yeah, thanks. My acquaintance with Jane began a few years ago when she first began to hang out with my older sister. And despite the fact that Jane's parents are not as wealthy as ours, they quickly became best friends. I remember how all the guys fell in love with Jane without her having to do a thing. And I was no exception. It's a pity that there was a small age gap, different hobbies and social circles, so all this remained at the level of unrequited teenage love. And now, looking at her, I can safely say that after a few years, she's only become even more beautiful. How did you know where I live? A little birdie told me. Let me guess, my sister told you about it. Bravo, Sherlock, can't hide anything from you. She also told me that you're on your own now. I think, in general terms, that's true. Interesting. Look, Grim, your dad gave you a nice apartment. I'd love to live in one like this myself. You can have the couch, I won't mind. Yeah, thanks for the generous offer, but I think I'll pass. You don't know what you're missing. Okay, jokes aside, let me make us coffee, and then you can tell me what you're here for. Yes, thank you, that'd be very nice. By the way, I haven't seen you in a while. How are things? Things are things. Well, you know, a lot of work, little free time, same as usual. Yeah, that's hard to argue with. Jane and my sister go missing in the office all day. It's not surprising that she doesn't have time for anything else. I'm sorry to hear that. I don't have to tell you this, but working all day, you're missing out on a lot of interesting things. Success requires sacrifice. You'd know that too if you were in the family business. Here, it's ready. Help yourself. Thanks. So what brings you to me? In short, your sister. Julia?
Yep.
I guess I could have guessed that myself. Ever since you left home, she's been worried about you. Well, you know her. Out of all of our crazy family, Julia was the only one I had a good relationship with. It's nice that she still worries about me. But why didn't she come here and send you in, excuse me, why didn't she come here and send you instead?
You don't know?
I don't know what. Your father has forbidden anyone from helping you.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
And here you are.
And here I am.
What's next? Ahem, see, the thing is, Julia asked me to hire someone to look out for you and keep you out of trouble.
She did what?
Just a second, I'll pick it up. You know, I was expecting a slightly different reaction from you.
Oh, really?
No, I'm lying. This is exactly what I expected.
Now that's a very nice view. black ones? Nice, Jane. Very, very nice. Hey, did you get lost under the table? I probably shouldn't stay here too long. Well, did you like what you saw? I have no idea what you're talking about. You're a bad liar, Grin, but let's pretend I believe you. Alright, let's get back to where we left off. So you said that Julia wanted to hire someone to spy on me. I didn't say spy, just to keep an eye on you. Big difference, you know. I don't really see that difference, and yet there it is. But if everything you said is really true, why are you telling me? Wouldn't it be easier to just do what Julia asked? The thing is, that's what I wanted to do at first, but then I changed my mind. Maybe it's okay for your sister to spy on her family, but I don't like being involved in all this craziness. Besides, I know you're in serious need of money right now, so I'm suggesting we make a deal. We split the money that was given to me by Julia for surveillance. You just promised me that you're not going to get into trouble. That way everyone wins. Well, do you agree? And you really think Julia will settle for that? You don't think she's going to ask your detective about my business? Fair point. In that case, you'll just come to me occasionally in the evenings and tell me how you're doing. Agree? I get to see this beauty more often? Why not? That sounds a lot better than someone following me. I thought so too. Just call me before you decide to come. Sometimes I work long hours. Before the meeting, be sure to call. Memorized. Bip, bip. One moment. So, this is from the office. Once you get a little distracted, you lose track of time. Thanks for the coffee, but it looks like I have to run. That's okay. Yeah, think again about what we just talked about. I'll email you my home address later. I'll be in touch. You know, you've changed a lot since we last met. I hope for the better. You can be sure of that. Oh well, I'm already late. No need to walk me out. I know where the exit is. See you then. Bye. I hope our next meeting will be more personal. It's not that I'm still in love with her. It's just hard to keep cool when you're sitting next to such a beauty. After that talk with Jane, I completely lost track of time. I should probably head out. Oh, I still can't get used to living in the middle of the city. So many people around. All going somewhere in a hurry. Amazing. Okay, I won't be late for our meeting. You stood at the place where you usually meet Jacob and began to wait. And where is he? This guy is rarely late. Ah, decided to finally come. Well, let me introduce you to my old friend, Jacob. It's hard to imagine, but this guy studied with me in an elite school and was the best drummer I ever knew. Although, why past tense? I still do. In addition, I can say with confidence that Jacob shares all my views on music and, just as I do, wants to create a musical group. Most of us call that a band. You know, a band, a rock band. I've never said, hey, I'm looking for a musical group. I'm looking to join a musical outfit. Nope. I say, hey, anybody got a band that needs a vocalist? Not a musical group. Just kind of weird. When it comes to music, we are very similar. Except that unlike me, this guy is even more passionate and crazy. He's a real daredevil. In a good way, of course. Hey, bro. Hey, I thought you weren't coming alone. Where's our new superstar? Well, she's got some problems with her studies, and she's gonna be a little late. Her studies? Jacob, I hope she's not a schoolgirl. What? No, of course not. College freshman. The naughty age, as far as I know. Close to our age, that's good. That's good. I wouldn't want any trouble with her age. Thinking ahead. No problem, bro. I'm 100% sure you'll like her. And most importantly, she's gorgeous. I definitely like that. Of course. By the way, did you listen to the recording I sent you? Demos. Yes. What did you think? I definitely liked it. That's what I'm talking about. With her great voice, your bass, and my great drums, all we have to do is record an album and make some money. Man, is it really that simple? I know bands have been working their whole life. They ain't made shit. And I literally mean they ain't made shit. They're in debt. How about that? Let's throw that one on you guys. You made records that did well, that people bought. And I'm not talking small bands either. They're in debt to the record company, to, oh yeah, it's awful. The industry's a tough gig, guys. You're better off cutting the record, putting it online, seeing if people jam it on the Spotify or the Tidal or the YouTube or TikTok or whatever y'all use, all those platforms. That's how you get known these days. Not to mention the loads of fans we're gonna have. Yeah. I heard a really good record. I can say the name of the band. They're called Into the Void. Now there's two of them, so when you go to look them up on Amazon, you're gonna find two different bands. You want the one that came out with a 2025 record. One of the best new metal records I've heard in a long time. They really had it down. Guys only had like 50 fans. 50 subs on Facebook. I don't know, you know, really how big that, how much that matters, but yeah, I didn't have that many. And I was like, damn, man, that kind of sucks. These guys put out this record that they've been working on for a while. It's a badass album. I love it. Every song is good. And they're like, yeah, nobody fucking bought it. That's just life now. That's just how it is being a musician. Cocky as ever. If it were as easy to make it as you make it sound, there'd be a lot of bands. There are a lot of bands. There's more bands now than I can count. There's more bands now than anybody can count. By the way, guys, I'll throw this at you. There are more musicians now on the planet than there ever have been in the history of humanity. Because it's so easy to make a record now. You didn't even use AI to make a record. Dude, I can have an AI band get on there and grab me a Shure mic and fucking belt out lyrics, throw it on the internet, and it's a song. Boom, boom, boom. Here's a whole album. I fucking downloaded some shit from AI, took my vocals, you know, put them into the Shure mic, and there you go. I always go with Shure. Shure is like the industry standard. A lot of podcasters and such use it too. It's just a really good microphone. I'm not using that right now, but I'm about to buy one. That's on my list, because I am going to do just that. I'm going to grab some AI shit, sing some lyrics, fucking put it online, and see what people think. Pfft, nonsense. Mark my words, Grim. Everything will be as I say it now. Whatever you say, Nostradamus. Now, can we go to the coffee shop? With pleasure, friend. With pleasure. So you're going to the interview today? Something like that. Bartender. Very unusual choice of profession. But very convenient. Free schedule, new friends, good money. For my first job, it'll do. I hope you'll have time for our rehearsals. Of course, otherwise I would have found something else. Stop. Have you seen this hottie before? I don't come here as often as you do, but no, I've never seen her here before. Looks like she's new. Yes, you're right. I've got a nose for such things. And she looks pretty good. Let's take a closer look. Welcome to our cafe. How can I help you? Two cappuccinos, please. Sure, will there be anything else? Nope, that's all. Thank you. Okay, 1 minute. You know, we've never seen you here before. Are you new? Well, actually, yeah, it's my first day on the job. You seem very confident for your first day. Really? Thanks, I'm trying very hard. It's the truth. Oh, I'm sorry, I never introduced myself. My name's Marie. I'm Grim, and this is Jacob. You know, we come here a lot, so it's really nice to see a new face. Especially a pretty one. Hey, cutie. Come on, you're embarrassing me. While your order is being prepared, you can wait at a table. I'll bring it to you in 2 minutes. Whatever you say, we'll wait. Well, what do you think of her? Seems to me that I'll have to come here more often. That's what I think. Don't you come here almost every day? Even more often? Heh heh. You'll see. Ding ding! It's mine. So, looks like I got a call from our new superstar. Can you wait? I need to answer. Take your time. If my memory serves me, there was a guy working in this cafe before. The owner just decided to change it to a girl. I wouldn't be surprised if their sales increased significantly thanks to the cute face of the new barista. Coffee Time knows what's up, guys. You've never heard of them, and I've never heard of them, but they know what's up when it comes to getting these pretty faces in there to serve you coffee. As they say, nothing personal, only business. Ah, she's bringing our order. And let me tell you something else the bands are doing. Or were doing, I don't know about now. But a lot of times the bands that I would be handed that had the female vocalists, they would always make sure to pick like the most attractive woman and make her stand out, right? Like, you did have some of those bands, to be fair, where, you know, the vocalist wasn't like a super hottie or whatever, and the band was good. But I'm talking about, for the most part, like, they really did an emphasis on her beauty. Which is a selling point, let's be honest. If it's a pretty girl singing, guys are gonna go for it, and girls are gonna go for it. Guys wanna bang her, girls wanna be her. Right? That's how it's always been. Your coffee, gentlemen. Thank you, Murray. Excuse my curiosity, but I wanted to ask you something. Oh, of course, I'm listening. You said you come here often. That's right. Do you know the owner of this place? A very strange question. Not well, but he's a good man as far as I know. You don't have to worry about him. Well, the truth is, I know that... The thing is, he's my uncle. Really? Yeah, it's true. Then why'd you ask me that? Sorry, just wanted to know what his clients thought of him. Well, as you can see, we think only good of him. I'm glad, really. I apologize for interrupting your lovely conversation, but may I have your attention? Damn, horrible timing as usual. Miss, could you come over here? Oh, I'm coming! I'm sorry, but I have to go. It's nice to meet you. It's okay, and thanks for the coffee. Anytime, I hope to see you again. You bet. We'll come by. Dude, what are you doing? Yes, I'm sorry for that. Okay, never mind. Well, how'd it go? As it turns out, she won't be able to come now, so I arranged to meet her tonight at our place. Aw, not coming. That's too bad. So until evening? Yep, until evening. Well, then I'll go in early for my interview. Good luck, bro. Yeah, thank you. So this is where I'm supposed to work? A little dark. But what else would I expect from a nightclub? I guess I should go upstairs. What the hell is this guy? Security? Though he is large and menacing, not very observant. He's clearly lost in thought. I need to ask him where to go next. I'm sorry, sir. Could you help me? Stop. The club's closed. Come back tonight. I'm not a visitor. I'm here about a job interview. Interview for the job? Yeah, looks like he's a bit slow as well. That's right, an interview for the bartender position. A job interview. Wait, I'm gonna call the manager and check it out. Ma'am, there's someone here who says he's here for an interview. Yes, that's right. I wonder what kind of manager she is. And didn't I make an appointment with her on the phone? Yes, understood. Good. The manager will be right with you. You can go inside for now. Damn, this guy's not used to smiling. His awkward smile gives me the creeps. Okay, Grim, stop looking for the bad and everything. Let's take a look at the current situation. So, pretty good. Nice bar, DJ stand in the corner, and a lot of space. Not perfect, of course, but it's quite possible to work with. Women apparently wrestling on the TV there. All that remains now is finding out what kind of manager she is. Oh, I think I can hear her footsteps. Another beauty? Today must be my lucky day. Although she still looks pretty young, it's It appears that she's already a manager. Hello, you must be Grimm.
That's right. Do I understand correctly that you were the one I was talking to on the phone?
Yes, nice to meet you in person. My name is Anna.
The pleasure is mine.
This is our security, Tom. I think you two have already spoken.
Spoken, right.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Tom, thank you for seeing him here. You can go back to your duties now.
As you wish.
A laconic man. Perhaps so, but he knows his business perfectly.
You know better.
So what now?
It's simple. We have a little chat, then we decide if everything is okay for us.
Please, follow me.
So Grimm, if all goes well, this will be your new workspace.
Have you looked around?
Yeah.
A little. And what was your impression of our establishment?
To be honest, some things can be improved here.
I understand. Thanks for the honest answer. Of course, we still have a lot to develop, but the main thing is ambition. And we have plenty of that, believe me.
So according to your resume, you graduated from a very prestigious college. I'm sure you had a lot of options after college. Why did you decide to work here?
Let's just say that I had a disagreement with the family, so I don't particularly want to, but it is necessary.
If it's not a secret, what kind of disagreement?
Instead of joining the family business, I chose a musical career.
Oh, so you're a musician?
You could say that. Bass, keys, and backing vocals.
Well, he's a bassist.
I thought he was the lead guitarist.
That's interesting.
Ahem. I mean, I would love to hear some of your recordings.
She seems to like musicians. I'll have to remember that.
Certainly, when I'm free, I'd be happy to send you some of our tracks.
Good. Well, let's get back to business. Despite the fact that your work will not be related to music, we need young and active people. You've come to the right place.
I hope so.
As for your training, come back tomorrow at the same time, and our lead bartender will show you the ropes.
Anna?
Is this young man our new bartender?
Who's that?
Whoa, I have no idea who this lady is, but she's hot as hell, and another redhead. The definition of elegance.
Grimm, let me introduce you to...
Thank you for your concern, Anna, but I can introduce myself. My name is Catherine, and I'm the owner of this establishment.
Owner?
I'm gonna have an interesting boss. Hell, I need to stop gawking and introduce myself.
It's a pleasure to meet you. The feeling is mutual.
Mind if I sit next to you?
She's asking.
Of course.
Grimm, tell me, do you have any previous experience in such institutions?
No, this is the first time I'll be working in this position.
It's okay, that's perfectly acceptable. With due diligence, you can learn everything quickly.
You betcha.
As you can probably tell, the work here is simple, but it requires a lot of attention to customers. I sincerely hope that you will not have any problems with this.
It won't be a problem.
I'm glad to hear it.
In that case, you better stay for a while and see how things work here.
I think that will be the easiest way for you to sort things out.
I agree.
Anna, show this young man everything he needs.
As you say, Catherine.
And one more thing, Grimm. Before you leave, please come to my office. We'll need to clarify some details. The office is on the second floor, entrance on the left.
I'll be there. Enjoy your evening.
You too.
Well, well, well. Looks like our Iron Lady likes you.
Really? From a restrained tone, it was completely imperceptible.
And yet it's true. Trust me, the girl's worked for her for 3.5 years.
Hell, she even smiled at you. You can be rest assured that the job's in your pocket.
Strange, I don't remember saying anything unusual, but I won't complain about it.
Of course.
However, like Catherine said, you'd better stay here tonight and see how everything works. And tomorrow we'll begin your training.
I don't think I'll be too late to meet Jacob if I stay here for an hour or two.
Yeah, you're right, I will.
By the way, about training, Alex, our head bartender, will be taking care of it. Be ready.
Understood.
Great, if you need anything from me, I'll be either on the second floor or somewhere nearby. Don't get too bored.
In no time, you look back and the place is suddenly filled with people. You sit down at the bar, order a beer, and listen to the music, occasionally glancing at the bartender's work. You can't believe you'll be working here soon enough. I have to admit, the bartender knows his stuff. I think Anna said his name is Alex. And yet, with all his speed, he still barely has time to pour cocktails for customers. Better not worry about it. I've got enough on my plate. Besides, I have to go meet Jacob. It's so nice here, I almost don't want to go. You keep squirming on your chair. Maybe you should hop on the dance floor. Who's that? Thanks, but I'm fine here. However, if you're asking me to dance, I'd love to. I don't remember saying that. Remember it for the next time when you ask me. Oh, really? Really? You're pretty confident. I like that. Glad you appreciate it. We haven't been introduced, but I think we can fix that now. It's like you can read people's minds. My name is Grim. Laura. Nice to meet you, Laura. And with that, we're done. For now, or maybe... I don't know. It depends on if you guys like this one, we might continue it. But it is completed, and you can pick it up on their Patreon. Alright guys, so I'm out, and we'll see you next time with more great AVNs.